Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Me and my wife have made the decision, and it was not one that we came to lightly, but I can tell you that we are going to vote yes on the local option sales tax, and I will tell you why. I've always said that a consumption tax is the fairest tax. It will also allow our tourists that create a lot of the traffic congestion during the summertime to help with that.
So Sam Parker, yesterday during the county commission meeting in Santa Rosa County, and this is one of his last meetings, of course, as he lost his bid for re-election, but giving his opinion about this question, he specifically said this, not trying to tell anybody else what they should do, but sort of answering the question of what he's going to do, which he says has been asked a bunch of times.
But I will tell you.
And if you're not familiar with the issue, I always want to make sure that everybody's on, up to speed. Local option sales tax is a sales tax added by counties to the state sales tax. And in Santa Rosa County, it's got a 0.5% now. I don't like the 0.5 cent. I've never liked the half penny. I just don't like that way of describing it. It's a 0.5% tax now, and they want to add a 0.5% tax to that specifically just for roads and infrastructure. It'll only be usable for that. And so it would raise it to 1. Now, the ballot language is a little bit confusing because the state required them to say it that way. It's not a 1% tax you're adding. It's a 0.5% tax that you're adding to the existing 0.5% to make a full 1%. And again, this second 0.5% is to be used for roads infrastructure only because that's the need in the county. Okay, and then if you vote yes on it in Santa Rosa County, there will also be impact fees that go into place. Although I think it's fair to note that if for some reason all this falls apart, the new board is very likely to be very pro-impact fees, and so it would likely get passed anyway. Just my analysis, okay? I'm not saying they have said that. I'm saying that would be my assessment. But that was kind of the deal struck, was we're going to do the additional 0.5% for infrastructure, and we're going to trade or offer in that bargain that we're also going to add impact fees as a contingency upon that passing.
But I will tell you, the last 2 months, I've spent less than 10 days in my home outside of a hospital, and it caused you to kind of look at a lot of things. And I will tell you from the bottom of my heart that I do, this is going to be my home, and I care about my community. I care about seeing things get fixed. And I do, from the bottom of my heart, hope that the two commissioners that will be replacing the current board, that's Bobby Burkett and Rhett Rao, I hope that they are able to be a part of a lot of positive momentum and success for our community.
That's kind of a diplomatic thing to say, because people that are replacing, well, Bobby's replacing him, and Rhett Rao is going to be replacing James Calkins. His kid's been very, 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 very sick, is why he's been dealing with the hospital stuff so much.
And I do know, I have no idea how people are going to vote or if it's going to pass or not. And I'm not lobbying anyone or telling you should or should not vote in any way. I haven't done that this election cycle. I'm just sharing. I've had a lot of people ask me, and so that way you can hear it out of my mouth and you don't have to speculate. My family will vote for the local option sales tax to be increased to 1%. And it is truly so that we can continue to invest in infrastructure.
And that's, not necessarily saying what everybody ought to do, but saying what he plans to do.
But I feel like for 8 years I've been consistent when I've talked about the positive things and the fairness. We have a lot of people in this county that don't pay any property tax at all, but they would still contribute to that local option sales tax. We have, again, as I mentioned, tourists. And I will just tell you that if you want to have wider roads, and if you want to have sidewalks, if you want to have street lighting, if you want to have major overhaul infrastructure as far as new roads or stormwater in Holly by the Sea, if you want the sheriff's office to be able to build a first-class training facility, and you don't want to do it on the backs of just us that live here, the local option sales tax is the best avenue that I've ever seen in my 8 years on the board, even when I served on the state council. And that's why you saw me support it so strongly in 2019, even though it was used strongly against me in 2020 for saying that I was a pro-tax guy.
And that's been one of the primary arguments in favor of the lost, is the idea that it is not paid entirely by locals, that it is at least cost shared by other people who come here, travel, and spend money here, that it's, you know, if you raise property taxes, well, obviously that's the homeowners. A little tiny bit of the property, I mean, some of the property tax is actually paid by visitors if you're talking about, you know, like vacation rentals. Right, because ultimately they're paying a fee that then the owner of the home is paying back. But generally speaking, okay, property taxes are paid by the residents, whereas sales taxes are paid by the residents and the visitors, and even a fairly significant share by the visitors, which is, you know, kind of why a lot of the politicians like it, because it's a way of generating government money to help alleviate some of the problems caused by visitors, you know, like needing to have sheriff's deputies around and needing to have better roads to handle the volume, right, and replacing bridges, like whatever the plan is for replacing the bridge to Navarre. It's still very much an open question of how that's going to get taken care of. Anyway, that's been the argument historically for it. But due to frustration over it, basically roads and stormwater in Santa Rosa County, they agreed to this 0.5% possible increase based on what the voters say for those kinds of projects specifically. Local option sales tax always has restrictions on what you can do with it. Like, you just can't pay salaries with it. You know, it's not just general revenue. It's got to go to, you know, physical projects, basically. You usually have to buy stuff with it, like sheriff's vehicles or fire engines or roads and bridges and stormwater infrastructure. You can't usually, it usually can't go to pay for, like, labor, you know, is one of the things that it can't go for. But I digress. Anyway, Kerry Smith, County Commissioner for District 2, that's the Milton area.
Piggyback on Commissioner Parker, these are some of the things that we can help get done with that half cent sales tax. It's vitally important to the proper growth of this county, because it's going to grow either way. It's going to grow either way. I know that there's a big... some of the things that I run into in arguing with people is they say, I just don't want any growth, so therefore I'm not going to be voting for that sales tax. You're not going to stop the growth. You're not going to stop the growth. You're just going to have improper growth is what we're going to have, and we're going to have to deal with it.
And, yeah, I have a hard time believing that somebody would actually think that if you just avoid the sales tax, that would somehow thwart the people coming here. I totally agree with Commissioner Smith that, you know, they're coming. They are coming. They are going to be building the houses, and they are going to be driving on the roads, and they are going to be going to the schools, and they are going to be taking away impervious dirt and replacing it with, or taking away pervious dirt and replacing it with impervious asphalt and foundations for houses, creating stormwater runoff issues. That just is. The only question is, how will we manage it? And do we generate enough money so that the local government can manage it properly? And that's the question that each voter has to decide. I generally try not to take a position on taxing issues because partially, I'll tell you, in Santa Rosa County in particular, because I don't live there. You know, so I don't want to tell other people how they ought to pay a tax. In Escambia County, we have taxing issues up on the ballot as well, you know, for the school. And, you know, I haven't taken a position on that either. So I just, on tax issues, I try not to take a particular position, at least, you know, generally, historically. But I wanted to give you the comments because they were in the county commission meeting yesterday. 519 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John, did you stay up till 2:20 a.m. to see the streak of light across the sky?
No, I did not.
Yeah, me either. but I was real tempted to. And I thought, and what I genuinely thought to myself is, okay, if I stay up and it doesn't happen, I'm going to be upset. If I stay up and I can see it, I'm probably going to think, that's pretty cool. And if I hear it, I'm like, that's going to be really cool. But, you know, go to bed at midnight, get up at 4, do a radio show, breaking that up in half is, I mean, it's not a great sleep schedule to begin with. It would be even worse if I get, and plus my wife's like, if you wake me up in the middle of the night, you're gonna be in trouble. I'm like, fair enough, good. What I basically decided is I set my alarm for 4, and I thought, if the Lord wants me to be awake, the Lord will wake me up. He did not wake me up. Okay. So I also thought, you know what, I'm gonna be able to see it on video. I know it's not the same seeing it with your eyes as opposed to seeing it on the video, but I thought, you know, it's just one of those opportunities where I'm going to let this one pass me by if it does. And it did. And so there you go. Have you seen any of the videos of it streaking across the sky?
I saw just a small video before
the people,
I came here.
You know, okay. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, I think I probably made the right choice for me. But I would if it had been like tonight going into Saturday, oh, I definitely would.
Oh, yeah,
for 100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
Party at Andrew's
And I would have gotten
house.
I have one kid who's into this stuff.
Right.
You know, out of the three, my youngest, whenever there's a, you know, something going on in the sky, he always wants to know because he likes that stuff. So, by the way, side note, I still haven't seen this stupid comet.
What?
I've tried not every night, but most nights. I still haven't seen it.
The night you didn't try is the one that
I know
was
it.
The best viewing.
I absolutely know that. I tried the next night. It's all clouds.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Pensacola. You're the best. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic at this. You know, I was just listening to her on Pep Talk yesterday talking about some of the things that they do. And, you know, she made a really good point that I had not quite heard her make this way before. Maybe she didn't. I didn't hear it. But, okay. She said that, like, and maybe it was the person who was with her, too, that was one of her realtors. You know, selling a home or buying a home is very stressful. It just, I mean, it just is. It's stressful in and of itself to move, right? That alone and all of the things that go with that. Oh, there's a lot that goes with that. That's stressful. But the buying and the selling thing is stressful because you don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to go all the way through? Is this going to mess me up? Is this going to work? Are we going to afford? Like, just, and all the anxiety that goes around with it. So the idea is, how much of that anxiety and stress can you alleviate by getting a great realtor who's going to take it off of your shoulders because, A, you know they know what they're doing, and, B, they kind of know how to help you through the process and relieve the anxiety, too. Like, those are both key skills that you want a real estate agent to have. Well, I know Christina's great at this, and I know she would only hire and train folks that are great at this, and so you can trust her team. 723-9158 for less stress buying or selling with Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Ra, ra, ah, ah, Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what you been romance?
Good morning, 525 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have any kind of a hardware need, if you need to fix something, repair, you're doing an expansion, you're doing a remodel, or, you know, if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your people. I mean, they know, and they don't just have the stuff, okay? And when I mean they have the stuff, I mean they won't have to order it. Like, you won't go in there and say, here's what I need, and they're like, all right, give us 2 days. They'll have it, and if you they don't have it, you probably don't need it. I mean, I say that because they really know. They've been doing this, you know, for, what, 173 years since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the oldest in the entire country. So they know. And but not just that. Not just that they have the stuff. I mean, you can get stuff a lot of places. What they have is the people who know, and they can give you advice, and they can say, that's a good idea, that's a bad idea, that's the right way to do this. Or maybe, you know, let's think about this for just a second. And especially if you build things for a living, oh, man, they're your resource. Because what you get is obviously good quality hardware for whatever you're building, but you get that expertise that can help you when you run into a problem. I mean, they'll know the code, they'll know how to install it, whatever the problem is. They'll probably know the inspectors. I mean, they are the people, okay? Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
McDonald's is being hit with another lawsuit from that E. coli outbreak that was linked to Quarter Pounders. Clarissa DeBach of Nebraska says she got very sick with abdominal cramps, nausea, and several other symptoms after consuming McDonald's, the burger. The outbreak killed one person, sickened 49 others. And they're saying this was across 10 states was where that E. coli outbreak was. A new poll, this one's kind of concerning, says a lot of Americans are expecting violence after Election Day. A Scripps News Ipsos poll says 2 in 3 people believe violence is very or somewhat likely after the election on November 5th. And that includes a majority of Republicans and nearly 6 in 10 Democrats. And city officials and homeless advocates in New Orleans are criticizing the clearing of homeless camps, apparently ahead of a scheduled visit from Taylor Swift. State troopers and the Department of Transportation were clearing camps under the Pontchartrain Expressway Wednesday. Governor Jeff Landry said he wants the city to clear the camps in time for the 3 sold-out Taylor Swift concerts at the Superdome.
That's a terrible, terrible look. I mean, for the city to, like, clear it out for the Swifties, you know?
Yeah.
Let's imagine the slightly better version is not, you know, the bad version is we got to impress Miss Taylor. You know,
right.
The slightly better version is we want to look good for all these visitors that are coming here.
Like if you just want the city to look good in general for everyday tourism, it's kind of one thing, but for a specific.
Yeah. And maybe
I get that.
Maybe you want to do what's good for, I don't know, the residents. And remember, and this is something that I try to remind people of this whenever the subject comes up. It's people who live in houses, I don't mean like this is some glass house. I just mean people who live in houses tend to think, even though we probably don't say it out loud, that homeless people are like sort of not citizens, you know, but they are. They are also members of the community, right? We tend to think of them as some problem category, and maybe they are, but it is important to remember that the homeless person is still a member of the city, is still a member of the county, is still a member of the state in the United States, and, you know, and not to forget that. Absolutely. And I think sometimes we wouldn't say it out loud, but it's sort of like in there and we don't think about it much.
It's kind of a difficult thing to think about, but probably, you know, 5 out of 10 people are one catastrophic
There's
financial incident from being homeless with the, you know, the rates today and, you know, the price
and the
of
way
rent,
people manage
else.
Their finances. Yeah, no, that's unfortunately true. And especially if it's a major medical, right, which can be so much money. Right. David, thanks so much for the update. 529 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, so tidying things up for the Swifties is maybe not the best one. Oh, file this in the category of, man, it's getting to be Christmas. That means it's going to get to be irritating, annoying stories that are going to frustrate you. You ready? The Neiman Marcus gift catalog that comes out every year since 1926. First started as a 16-page booklet with the fantasy gift. You know, the million-dollar things that are in there these days. What do they always call that? Do you know? The Christmas book? Nope. The holiday book. Yeah. No, that did not make it into today's Transgressors ceremony at 6:20, but it may make it in for next week.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump on the move today with a pair of stops in two states.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are back on the campaign trail with just 11 days until the election. Today, Trump will sit for an interview with podcasting giant Joe Rogan at Rogan's studio in Austin, Texas. He's also expected to take part in campaign events in Texas and Michigan.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the Harris campaign not doing the podcast, blaming scheduling conflicts, but the VP attacking her opponent at a rally just outside Atlanta.
Over the last years, and in particular the last 8 years, Donald Trump has become more confused, more unstable, and more angry.
The VP also in Texas, stopping in Houston with superstar singer Beyonce, and 30 million Americans have already voted in the presidential election. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly clear skies. It is 62 degrees in Pensacola. Several homes in Gulf Breeze yesterday were under a temporary shelter-in-place order. This is after a hazmat chemical spill and a fire near Highway 98. It all started when a hydrogen peroxide tank overflowed.
That particular chemical, when it hits the atmosphere and organic material, that it actually catches fire. So it created a small brush fire, about 50 by 100 feet brush fire.
That is Midway Fire Chief Shannon Stone, who says between 80 and 100 gallons of peroxide spilled as the chemical was being filled by a tanker truck. Fire crews were able to quickly put out the brush fire caused by the spill. They called Escambia Fire, Midway Fire called Escambia Fire Rescue's hazmat team for help with that spill. Santa Rosa County says residents near the incident were notified with a reverse 911 call, although some residents say those calls were only placed to landlines, not to cell phones. Others tell Channel 3 they were notified with a text message from Santa Rosa County Emergency Management. No injuries were reported from either the spill or the fire. Four astronauts are back on Earth. They splashed down at 2:29 this morning off the Pensacola coast.
Again, we do have visual confirmation of Crew 8 successfully splashing down after 235 days in space. They are now back on Earth. Dragon Endeavour has returned home.
The three Americans and one Russian were scheduled to return about 2 weeks ago, but had to wait out some weather delays caused by Hurricane Milton. The returning astronauts include NASA's Matthew Dominic, Michael Barrett, and Jeanette Apps. They've spent over 200 days on the International Space Station. Well, renewing your car tags or your driver's license will get a little bit more convenient for folks on the north side of Santa Rosa County soon.
Our office up in Jay has been closed for a period of months because they completely renovated that whole building, new flooring. They had to put in a firewall for safety, and so that's opening back up next week.
That is Santa Rosa County Tax Collector Stan Nichols. He made that announcement yesterday at the Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners meeting. The J office has been closed since late June, and Northside residents have had to drive to offices in Milton, Midway, or Pace. Pensacola police are celebrating after their new SWAT team, Bearcat Tactical Vehicle, arrived this week. Spokesman Mike Wood says they've been pretty happy to upgrade from that old plumber's van.
This is something that we've needed. You know, this is a can that's been kicked down the road for 12 or 13 years. And thankfully, when Mayor Reeves got in office, he came and he looked at our situation, and he saw that plumber's van. And he didn't hem-haw around and say, this is something that maybe we can form a committee to look into, or this is something that maybe we can get done in the future. He did not hesitate. He said, this problem will be fixed. And lo and behold, it was yesterday.
Wood says that van just wasn't capable of what they needed from a tactical response vehicle. He says SWAT officers are called to the worst of incidents, need the protection that an armored vehicle provides. Next up on the department's list of big-ticket items is a new mobile command unit. And it is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our market report this morning. Our next news at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week, but the total number of those collecting benefits rose to its highest level in almost 3 years. The Labor Department reported applications for jobless claims fell to 227,000 for the week of October 19th. That's less than the 241,000 analysts had expected. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella asked for a reduction in the cash incentive portion of his pay after a security incident that prompted criticism from the U.S. government. Microsoft gave Nadella a pay raise for the 2024 fiscal year of more than $30 million, but his total package would have been $5.5 million higher if not for a series of cyber attacks. A Bank of America Institute survey has determined that roughly one quarter of American households live paycheck to paycheck. The financial research firm defines living paycheck to paycheck as a household where necessity spending is more than 95% of the total income. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This vehicle is made to rescue people. It gives us the platform and the ability to be able to do that safely, much more quickly than we could before. And there is no more pit of the stomach feeling than to send your team into a situation with the amount of danger that they're facing and know that they are putting their lives on the line.
That is Deputy Chief, I think Deputy Chief, I always forget, Assistant or Deputy Chief, but I believe Deputy Chief Kevin Christman, former SWAT team commander, talking about the new Bearcat that the city and the Pensacola Police Department finally have replacing the old plumber's van. Joining us yesterday, Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike Wood, is that right? Pretty much finally?
Yeah, you know, good things come to those who wait. And to answer your question about Kevin, it's all the above. He was the SWAT commander. He is now the deputy chief. And we've been waiting on this for a long time, not only Deputy Chief Christman, but all the SWAT commanders before him. This is something that we've needed. You know, this is a can that's been kicked down the road for 12 or 13 years. And thankfully, when Mayor Reeves got in office, he came and he looked at our situation and he saw that plumber's van. And he didn't hem-haw around and say, this is something that maybe we can form a committee to look into, or this is something that maybe we can get done in the future. He did not hesitate. He said, this problem will be fixed. And lo and behold, it was yesterday.
Yeah, no, it really is a great day. And, you know, it has been a long time in the making. And, I want to take just a second because we have not ever talked about this before for reasons that I think will become obvious in just a second. But I have, you know, I don't know that I coined the phrase the plumber's van, but this is the same thing we all think when we see it. It looks like an old plumber's van that's about ready to fall apart that's like on its third plumbing company, and PPD got the luck of the draw, right, or the short straw or whatever you want to think of it. But it wasn't just that it was cosmetically unimpressive. That doesn't really matter all that much. The real issue is that this van was not safe for the SWAT people to be in when they were responding, right?
Yeah, the van is perfect for a work van. You know, a civilian contractor's van is perfect for that, but it's nowhere close to being perfect for what we were using it for, which was, you know, you got to remember when you call the SWAT team in, it doesn't get any worse than that. The potential situation doesn't get any worse for that. This is something that could erupt into gunfire. This is where a rescue needs to be done while gunfire is in progress, and it just simply would not work. It was going to put everyone in danger, and now that problem has been solved.
And, you know, I had known this for a while, but a lot of times there are things I don't say on the air because it would interfere with the mission or it would put officers in danger. And I do want to talk about this now because I don't think people realize that the SWAT, the plumber's van, and I guess it wasn't really actually from a former plumber, you know, but when in order to make it secure on the inside, there were these metal plates that were hung in certain parts of the van, but they were only on some parts of the van. And when the SWAT team was responding, they had to basically decide how to park the van and where to put their backs in order to be protected somewhat from somebody with a high-powered rifle who, if they happened to know the vulnerabilities of the van, would be able to take advantage of that. I don't even know that there were portholes for the guns. I don't think there were. But, like, that stuff we didn't publicize, but I mean, when we say not safe, I'm not saying you can't drive the thing. I'm saying genuinely not safe as a response and protect vehicle for the SWAT team in the sense that the Bearcat will be, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you look at the old TV shows and we talk about how they're wrong a lot, but sometimes they're right. If you remember the old show SWAT from the 70s, they were responding in a bread truck.
Right.
And back in the 70s, you know, officers were being met with gunfire from maybe a snub-nosed 38 or a shotgun. And now, fast forward to 2024, we're being met with gunfire from military weapons, from assault weapons with scopes. And we've got to be able to protect ourselves, the officers and the citizens that we serve, from incidents like that.
And you know, we talk about the SWAT team responding, but one of the things that has become obvious from some recent incidents is that, you know, these military-like vehicles serve a tremendous value in protecting downed officers, because you can basically, if you get to a scene and there's an officer that's laying on the lawn, you can park in front of the officer and protect him and let EMS or other officers get in there and get him out of there, right?
Yeah, that's one of the rescue operations or missions that this vehicle is fully capable of performing.
Yeah, so this is a very good day for safety and public response. And let's not undervalue the importance of, you know, the psychological effect of pulling up with that thing and a bad guy looks out and says, okay, here you go. I mean, that's, you know, SWAT is a lot of negotiation and patience, and, you know, showing a robust presence can have a deterrent or, you know, surrender effect, too. Speaking of the Bearcat, you have another item on the agenda tonight for the Pensacola City Council, a new mobile command center for about $840,000, right?
Yeah, you know, the one we have now is very outdated. It is 17 years old, and it's simply not able to perform the tasks that we needed to perform anymore. So that, too, hopefully we're going to be able to get updated very soon.
Very good. We like that. Oh, by the way, somebody texted me and says, asked, can they buy the plumber's van? Can they buy the old SWAT semi-tactical unit?
Yeah, you know, that vehicle will probably be put up for auction soon. I'm guessing that's what we would do with it because it does belong to the city, so it'd be auctioned off. And you know, if you look at it, it's gonna serve somebody very well for a workman.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I wanted to ask you a little bit. We have more information about this man who was arrested for the many church burglaries in connection with that. And we talked about this last week. The subsequent information that has come forth from this investigation is, well, let's just say amazing. Tell me some of the things that we have learned in the week since we had the first arrest announcement.
Well, we were able to serve a search warrant basically on his phone and find additional evidence to make sure we had the right guy. And there's no doubt it was, you know, he was doing searches before and during and after these burglaries on things like how to cut a mask out of a shirt. Where do churches keep money? Do churches have safes? What events raise money in Pensacola, Florida? Fundraising, Pensacola Ice Flyers, and ways to make WIC money illegal. I'm not sure what that means, but he was
women, infants, and children. WIC money is like food stamps.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the make it illegal part.
Okay.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know what he was thinking on that. But
okay.
Definitely he was looking for ways and places to take money.
I personally love the one. How do I make a mask out of a T-shirt? For a criminal to be looking, alleged criminal to be looking stuff up online is sort of inherently funny. But that one is so. Just super.
Yeah.
You know, how do I turn underwear into a hair ponytail holder? You know, like, it's just so dumb.
Well, you can find out just about anything you want to know on the internet.
I guess you can.
Whether it works or not, I don't know. Just like he was typing in, how do I get away with church burglaries about the time we walked up on him? So, that didn't work out too well.
How do I hide in a closet while the police are searching my laptop? You know? All the things it could have been. All right.
Yeah.
We always like to end on a cop myth or a did you know. I have one for you this week, and it comes to mind only because we were talking about the old SWAT vehicle and the new Bearcat and why that's so important. But, you know, if you watch TV and movies and they have a gun battle, you see people constantly hiding behind the door of a car or hiding sideways behind the body of the car or maybe behind a tire or something like that. Car's not going to protect you from a rifle round, right? Or many even handgun rounds, right?
Unless you've got the engine block between you and the person who's firing the shots, it's pretty much useless.
Right. So, when I see, you know, like police officers, I just see so many. I see things. I'm like, they're smarter than that. they know that it's pretty much the engine block, and otherwise, you might as well be standing out in the open, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you see that a lot in the movies where cars are getting shot up and the person inside is just fine. And it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, with the old van, we never had to find out.
Thank God. Genuinely, thank God we never had to find out. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. And of course, anytime you get, please communicate to your officers how much I appreciate everything that they do.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Boy, you just can't thank some people enough. You know, I always feel that way about nurses and doctors and EMS and fire and, you know, law enforcement and military, teachers, you know, pretty important, garbage men. It's funny. I feel that way about a lot of occupations, especially post-COVID. We learned to pay more attention to people doing jobs that we really appreciate when all of a sudden they aren't being done, you know, like the cashiers. that work at the grocery store. You know, they kind of matter a lot. And the people that are driving the trucks and, and the farmers. I don't know. I guess people who build, houses and put roofs on. I guess maybe I just think a lot about how all the things that either A, I wouldn't want to do or know I would be terrible at. And I'm super glad that other people do those things. And I don't know. Maybe it's a process of getting older, becoming more aware. But I just feel super grateful all the time for all of the things that other people do that make our lives as easy as they are in the modern world. 550 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, they're just fantastic. I mean, across the board. One of the things is, they're always selling good quality used cars, right? I always talk about the A quality cars. They're also always buying good quality used cars. You know, going to auctions, or if you have a car to sell, they'll buy it from you. It takes about 15 minutes. If you want to sell it outright to them, they'll give you a value, particularly if it's a good car, one that's a year or two or three, maybe four years young with maybe 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles. That's what they really focus on, that they then warranty to 100,000 miles. They only buy good quality cars. Maybe you think you can get a better price, so you want to consignment sell it to them. Whole lot easier than trying to sell it yourself, plus the inconvenience, the time, the uncertainty, the sometimes scary people you meet trying to sell a car, just that kind of stuff. But seriously, if you're looking for something, send them to go look for you. Tell them that maybe they don't have it on the lot. That's always possible. They might not have the exact thing you need. Tell them what to go look for. They go looking for cars all the time, and they'll help find it for you. That's what they do. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pensacola Little Theater proudly presents POTUS, October 25th through November 3rd. One four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains adult subject matter and language.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractors show you why they're more than a tractor store.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We're looking for a few good men with a medal to be Marines.
Good morning. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Kamala Harris hosted a star-studded rally in Georgia last night. She had several guests, Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen, Samuel L. Jackson, Tyler Perry. They all took the stage and endorsed her campaign. A grand jury in Los Angeles has indicted five Chicago men for a 2022 shooting that almost killed rapper Quando Rondo. The indictment.
My favorite guy.
Yep, right.
I've got all of his CD.
Yes. Well, I don't know Mr. Rondo's music, but that's the coolest name I've heard in a while. The indictment was unsealed in Los Angeles yesterday. Names the five men who have ties to Chicago rapper Lil Durk.
Also my favorite.
So Lil Durk.
I have both of his CD.
Yeah. Lil Durk and Quando Rondo apparently had some type of a beef going on.
So out of the scene. Go on.
Yeah, me too. How about some more Illinois news for you?
Authorities Lil Durk v. Quando Rondo. Next up. Go on.
Authorities in Illinois say they've now identified remains that were found inside of the wall of a home. This was in Batavia, Illinois, back in the 1970s. Coroner Robert Russell says a skull that was discovered back in 1978 by a couple that was remodeling their home has now finally been identified as Esther Granger from Merrillville, Indiana.
We believe Esther was a victim of grave robbing. Grave robbing was quite common in that era, as it was quite profitable.
And Othram Laboratories in Texas was able to determine the identity. I'm always amazed that DNA testing and everything is able to identify remains years in the future.
Yeah, but I do have a question. The skull they found in the house, was it load-bearing?
You know, I'm glad somebody's asking the important questions. I really am. Yeah.
Do you ever feel that, like, maybe you've made life choices that put you in the position of having to listen to these jokes? And you just don't know why God is punishing you for this.
No.
All right. David, thanks. Oh, man. I know. But, you know, you were thinking it. No, you weren't. Nobody's that weird. I do know what you were thinking, though. And if you weren't, you should have been.
Boo.
550. Oh, I don't have it up. I had to restart my computer, so I don't have my new favorite clip from David Wayne. Hold on. This is worth finding, though. This is worth... Hold on. No, this is really worth getting. Trust me, because once I play it, you'll know.
And you want a Marconi.
There you go. That's the one. Yeah. It's 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We won a Marconi. It's amazing. Anyway, hey, if you need to work on if you need to get work done on your car and it's an import, like a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Lexus, a Genesis, Audi, a Jaguar, you might think you got to go to the dealership, but it's not true. Actually, there's a federal law that protects you. You don't have to go to the dealership, but I mean, like, it's decades old. Because it used to be a thing. You got to go to the dealership. No, you don't. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and US 29, the new location across from the Walmart. They work on these vehicles all the time. That'll save you time, gas, you know, the money of the higher repair cost, all of that stuff. You know, and they work on them all the time, so no problem. Domestic cars, of course, you know, Fords and Chevy too. Diesel, gas, whatever the case is. If it's a car you drive, you can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car where they want to see you for the routine schedule. Preventative maintenance so that you can prevent the big problems. That's why you do it that way. They want to see you take it to them healthy so you don't have to take it to them, you know, in problems. They also work on fleet. So if you ever see a fleet, GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, or Enterprise Fleet Management for one car or many, Bobby Likas.
Listen on air at 92.